Democratic Senate Minority Leader Dick Sasslaw of Fairfax has a bill that would raise the gas tax 10 cents over 2 years and index it for future inflation. It would also increase the sales tax by 1%, with half of the money going to transportation and half to education. He estimates this will raise approximately $1.1 billion annually. However, the plan will be dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled House of Delegates. Sasslaw, who owned and operated 9 gas stations in Maryland and Washington before selling them last year, says Governor McDonald's proposal to eliminate the 17.5-cent gas tax would not save Virginians much at the pump.
All last summer, North Carolina, which is 21 cents higher than Virginia, was even with us on a statewide average. In the winter months, it's usually about an 8-cent difference. Let me tell you what would happen. And if you don't believe me, all you need to do is go online with Gas Buddy. On June 30th, I and all the other people who are priced at the rack would get word from the oil companies down 16 cents, 15 cents. Over the next month, we'd be getting those increases that take us right back up. You wouldn't be saving the Virginians anything, but you would be really helping the oil companies, and I understand they are destitute and need that kind of help.
Senate Democrats are also unhappy that the governor's plan takes money away from the general fund, which pays for education and law enforcement.
We are 48th in America in what we give higher education. We are 37th or 38th in what we give K through 12. We're the 7th wealthiest state. Our education budget for this year for K through 12 is back slightly below the 2007 level.
Republican Senator John Watkins of Powhatan has a bill that would place a new 5% tax on gasoline at the wholesale level, as well as lower the income tax, paid for through the elimination of tax credits and exemptions. The new gas tax would translate to roughly 14 cents per gallon at the pump. Republican Senator Frank Wagner of Virginia Beach has a bill that would raise the state's sales and use tax from 4 to 4.5%. Wagner, who along with Sasslaw and Watkins sits on the Senate Transportation Committee, says the final Senate plan will be a compromise.
We got veal, we got pork, we got venison, and we got beef. Now we're ready to make some sausage now, okay? Right now it's the art of what we can get out of the Senate. It's clear this is the number one problem that we face here in Virginia, no question about it. It's gone unanswered for way too long. We've all known it. I think this is the year I feel we have everybody with their oars in the water, with the speaker putting the governor's bill in and those kinds of things, and I'm really hopeful that this is the year.
The House of Delegates is expected to pass a version of Governor McDonald's bill this week, however, with possible amendments. One of these is offered by Republican Delegate Dave Albo of Fairfax. It includes the same wholesale gas tax proposed by Senator Watkins, as well as a 0.5% increase in the sales tax, but eliminates the 2.5% sales tax on food.
Even if the 17.5-cent elimination of gas tax occurred, my constituents wouldn't even know it, because the thing fluctuates so much, you know? But eliminating the food tax is something someone can see, and they can say that Delegate X, Senator Y, and the governor lived up to their promise. They raised my sales tax, but I'm looking at this piece of paper and I'm not paying any food tax, so they lived up to their promise. And so that's why we chose the food tax. I've spent almost my entire career arguing this thing. I just want it over. And so our plan delivers $1.2 billion. It solves the problem. Over. I never have to talk about it again.
The Senate Transportation Committee will meet this Tuesday and Wednesday and are expected to report a bill at that time. Complicating matters is the Senate Democrats' vow to kill any Senate Republican-patroned bill as retribution for the off-year redistricting plan forced through last week that heavily favors the GOP. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.